Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and I know it's getting really difficult in this lockdown, but India has now recorded over 138,800 cases of the novel coronavirus with over 4,000 deaths. The highest ever spike of over 6,900 COVID-19 cases and 154 deaths were reported in India in the last 24 hours. Of this, over 57,000 are discharged or cured cases. With over 50,200 cases, Maharashtra has the highest number of infections, followed by Tamil Nadu with around 16,200 and Gujarat with over 14,000 cases. 273 COVID-19 cases were reported in Uttar Pradesh in the last 24 hours. Also, the state of Uttar Pradesh might announce setting up a migrant commission. So states seeking to employ Uttar Pradesh workers will need permission as per CM Yogi Adityanath. Meanwhile, Delhi-Ghaziabad border is sealed again as we are seeing this record spike in cases every day. Hyundai India, Maruti workers are also tested positive for coronavirus. So it is looking like a restart risk for many companies. So workers at two of the India's biggest car makers who had started operations with limited capacity have tested positive. So therefore, it seems like there is risk in companies that might also stop kickstarting the economy very soon. Four vaccine candidates might enter clinical trials phase in 3 to 5 months is what the health minister Harshvardhan has said. Also, Supreme Court has said today that the middle seats on flights must remain vacant after June 6th. So the Supreme Court has also observed that middle seat should remain vacant in domestic flights as a norm for social distancing, or let's call it physical distancing. Two COVID-19 cases were also reported in Puducherry today. So the total number of cases in the Union Territory are 31. Also, there were several announcements by Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. He said that the situation is under control in Delhi, though he admitted that the COVID-19 cases are increasing slowly and most of the cases which are either mild or asymptomatic are advised to be treated at home. He also said we are ready to deal with the situation even if there is a spike in COVID-19 cases. Meanwhile, the total number of containment zones in Delhi have also gone up to 90. Three more containment zones have been added to the list today. Nobel laureate Abhijit Banerjee and Esther Duflo has said that India should immediately begin cash transfers of ₹1,000 per person every month as universal basic income to bypass the economic crisis that is being caused by the pandemic. And we know that domestic flights started operations today, but there was constant changes in schedules and confusion over protocol under the chaos over resumption of flights. So you should definitely read the article by Money Control's Prince Thomas to get an idea how day one went. With that, let's move on to some of the global updates. We are seeing the countries in terms of worst impacted globally. There is a change in ranking every day. Global cases have passed the 5.3 million mark. There are at least 343,800 deaths that are linked to the coronavirus. United States has over 1.63 million cases. Now has Brazil that has taken the second place with over 363,000 cases. Russia with over 344,000 has come third. UK with over 260,000 is the fourth worst impacted country. It is followed by Spain, Italy, France, Germany, Turkey, and then Iran. US is planning a massive coronavirus testing effort by year end. Also, US is planning a massive coronavirus vaccine testing effort to meet year end deadline. South Africa has announced easing of lockdown in the country where the coronavirus restrictions will be eased from June 1st as per the president announcement today, and many parts of the economy will reopen fully. Austrian president has actually apologized for staying at a restaurant after the curfew time of 11 p.m. As part of the government efforts to curb the coronavirus. Brazilian president Jair Bolsonaro is in news again. He has again encouraged a rally in the capital of the country. We are seeing that now, Brazil has become the second worst impacted country in the world. It has surpassed the numbers of Russia. But still, the president keeps on denying social distancing norm. US has meanwhile barred travel for everyone who is coming back from Brazil or has been to Brazil in the last 2 weeks. Chile's president has also said that the country's healthcare system is very close to its limit. Of course, that is true. If the coronavirus cases keep on rising, there will be a time in a country where the health system cannot take it anymore. And that's what Chile's president has said, that, you know, following a rapid increase in infections in the recent day, the country's total is almost around 70,000, and that's very close to the limit. China has reported 11 new mainland COVID-19 cases. Before that, they had reported 3 cases. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has lifted the state of emergency that was put to fight the coronavirus pandemic. They have seen a sharp decline in the number of new cases being reported in the country, and that's why this step was taken. If we talk about the last 24 hours, Italy has reported around 500 new cases. There was a time when Russia was reporting over 10,000 cases every day. Now, Italy was also in that phase. It is now reporting around 500 cases. Let's look at some of the SAARC nations. Afghanistan has over 11,000 cases, Bangladesh over 33,000 cases, Bhutan around 27 cases, Maldives around 1,300 cases, Nepal around 700 cases, Pakistan around 56,000 cases, and Sri Lanka around 1,100 cases. Singapore cases have crossed the 31,600 mark. The country reported around 548 new cases in the past 24 hours. Russia has crossed the 3,50,000 mark, as we spoke about earlier. It has reported over 8,900 cases in the past 24 hours, much lesser than the over 10,000 daily increase that the country was reporting. Meanwhile, a top White House official has said that China's handling of the coronavirus outbreak is similar to the Soviet Union cover-up of the meltdown at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in 1986. South Korea has reported 16 new COVID cases as the officials scramble to stem transmissions, with 2 million more children returning to school after the country eased most of its lockdown. As you know, the MC podcast team has been working from home and doing our best to bring you the best content during these tough times. Tune in to the Simply Safe podcast for some personal finance tip on how you can manage money while it's tight. M. Saraswati has been getting many experts to find out which sectors you can find jobs in. She does this on our show FutureWise, so do tune into that as well. Apart from this, you want us to talk about certain topics or you want us to cover something in detail, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. With that, we are wrapping up this edition. Stay tuned tomorrow.